Good evening, sir. Welcome to the only nice motel in town. How long will you be with us?
Just for tonight.
Ah, very well, sir. You'll find it's very clean here. Just fill out this card.
Oh, thanks. Oh, look, it's dirty. Somebody's already used it. There's a name on it.
That's all right.
Well, I couldn't get you to believe my name is Mr. and Mrs. John Smith, could I?
Well, of course you could. It's nice to have you with us, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Front!
Hey, aren't you Mr. and Mrs. John Smith from any town, USA?
Hello!
This is Joe, boy, and this here's Ed.
Hey, I'm not really Mr. and Mrs. John Smith.
Well, that's okay. I'm not Joe.
Yeah? He's not Ed. Hey, fella, how about bending a couple in the doodah room? If you catch my meaning,
if you get my drift.
Thanks, fellas, but I'm kind of tired. Hey, desk clerk, can I have my key, please?
Sure. What about G7? Get it, Jimmy.
I can tell by the pound your tie.
You're an American? Well, so am I.
Hi, bub. How do you do?
And while we're on the subject. I'll see your wazoo.
What's that all about?
What's it all about, Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Smith from Anytown, USA?
Well, it's about this long.
And about that wide.
And it's about this country.
About which we're singing about.
I was born an American. I was raised an American. And I'll die an American in America with our millions.
Yes, we've got a lot of everything in this land of ours.
And a lot of places to put it in.
And maybe that's where you fit in. Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Smith from Anytown, USA. Come on, big fella. Take this guitar, put on this wide belt work shirt, and tell it like it was.
Give me that guitar. All right, everybody. It's a little song. Now, thank you very much. A little song I learned upstream in prison one day. Everybody sing along now. Ready now? This land is made of mountains. This land is made of mountains. This land is made of mud. This land is made of mud. This land has lots of everything. This land has lots of everything. For me and Elmer Fudd. For me and Elmer Fudd. This land has lots of trousers. This land has lots of trousers. Mousers. This land has lots of mousers. And pussycats to eat them when the sun goes down. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Stop!
It wasn't always like that.
No, first they had to come from little towns with strange names like
Smegma,
Spasmodic,
Frog,
and the far-flung Isles of Langerhands.
But who were they?
We were small, angry men with hairy faces and burning feet. We were running away from poverty, intolerance, and the law
army.
And we took to them.
And they took to us.
And what do you think they took?
Oil from Canada, gold from Mexico, geese from the neighbor's backyard, boom, boom. Corn from the Indians, tobacco from the Indians, Dakota from the Indians, New Jersey from the Indians, New Hampshire from the Indians, New England from the Indians, New Delhi from the Indians.
Indonesia for the Indonesians!
Yes, Veterans Day.
But we couldn't do it alone.
No, we needed the hope, the faith, the prayers, the fears.
The sweat, the pain, the boils, the tears.
The broken bones.
The broken homes.
The total degradation of...
Who?
You, the little guy.
And across him all, we flung one shining steel rail.
Rockefeller.
One shining steel rail. From sea to mighty sea, from coast to mighty coast, from Bangor all the way to mighty Maine. So how about that? What have you done for me lately?
Well, I...
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, go to the people. Ask the hands that serve the machines of America.
Hey,
ask
miss,
these thousands
hey,
of folks here
hi.
Who wouldn't say no to yesterday or yes instead
hey,
of knowing at all.
Hi.
Ask the postman.
Hi, Mr. Smith.
Ask the mailman.
Hi, mailman.
Ask the milkman. White with foam.
Ask the cop on the corner.
Ask the cop in the grocery store.
Ask the cop in the woodpile.
Ask the cop on the rooftop.
Ask that cop that's knocking at your back door.
Ask him.
Mr. Policeman, what makes America great?
It's candied apples and ponies with dapples you can ride all day. It's girls with pimples and cripples with dimples that just won't go away. It's spicks and wops and niggers and kites with noses as long as your arm. It's micks and chinks and gooks and geeks and honkies who never left the farm.
That's America, buddy.
I see. Well, who am us anyway?
We're one of you. And you're one of us, I think.
Maybe. Possibly.
Well, how do you tell? I mean, how do you know for sure? How do you ever really know?
They didn't ask questions like that back in 1776. No, they didn't have time back in 1776. Back in 1776, boy, they were too busy singing songs like
Yankee Doodle came to terms, writing Martin Buber, stuck a furor in her back and called it Shingle Goober.
Come on, Mr. and Mrs. Too Busy to be a homecoming queen. Get in step with the voices of the feet already dead in the service of their country.
1829, in the midst of an ever-deepening sense of prosperity, Chester Allen Arthur climbed to the top of the bedroom wall, thrust his defiance at the Japanese, and shouted,
"Give me them, or I'm going over there!"
But in 1934, in Germany, the specter of doom was rising its shrouded head in agony.
Das ist immer ein Auto! Und ich rauf in an important Volkswagen und niemand steht von Schwellpizza!
Sieg Freud! Sieg Freud! Sieg Freud! Sieg Freud! Sieg Freud! Sieg Freud!
Gee, Grandpa!
And did you come to her defense in those dark days then, lad? Well, they did. They came from the endless plains of Iowa, the lonesome trains of Illinois, the white trash mountains of Virginia.
You got a jump down. Spin around. Pick a baby, they cry. You got a jump down. Spin around. Pick some 902.
Yes, them too. A lot of them. Mostly them and not many of us. And that's why we're here and they're there. So there, Mr. Monday Morning Quarterback, Mr. Wheelchair General. Are you going to turn your back on America's fighting men's when he come knock, knock, knocking at your front door?
No!
Atta boy! Can't you see it now? As if it were almost tomorrow? Thousands of them!
Shoulder to shoulder!
That's right!
Heart to heart!
You said it, kid.
Satchel to pay!
You got it!
Hey, you get it.
Oh, greetings from the President of the United States. Feet, get moving!
Yes, sir!
What's that, boy?
Yeah, sir!
What do you say?
Yes, sir!
Speak English, troop!
Yes, sir!
You ain't got no friend on the left!
You're right!
You ain't got no friend on the right!
Your left!
Hound dog!
1, 2!
Boontang!
Tree frog!
Hound dog! Boontang! Coontown!
Father and I went down to camp, along with Captain Gooden. And there we saw the men and boys, as thick as hasty pudding. And there we see 1,000 men, as rich as Squire David. And what they wasted every day, I wish it could be saved. And there was Captain Washington, upon a slapping stallion, a given orders to his men. I guess there were 1,000,000. And there I see a swamping gun, large as a log of maple, upon a mighty little cart, a load for Father's cattle. Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle Dandy, mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy. The troopers, too, would gallop up and fire right in our faces. It scared me almost half to death to see them run such races.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle Dandy. Find the music and the step, and with the girls be handy.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle Dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle Dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girls be
in the Liberty Bell?
Ali!
Ali! Who really gave that bell a smack?
Ali!
Who punched it so hard that the bell did crack? Hit it so hard with an awful whack?
Ali!
For our country dear,
Ali.
Who made the ride of Paul Revere? He rode so hard and gave the British fear.
Ali. Oh, Ali. Ali. Ali's always getting blamed for things he didn't do, just because he likes to scrap and maybe sometimes do. Should take a look, the blame could well be shared.
Who dumped the tea in the Boston Bay?
Ali.
Ali. Set fire to the ship that was setting in the bay.
Ali.
Destroyed the tea so our country could be free. Dressed up like an Indian, who was he?
Ali.
Hello? There's some Americans there? Oh, all right. Never mind. I'll write them a letter. A letter to Americans. Dear Americans, well, I was calling to invite you to a party.
it seems that a certain country we both live in is celebrating her 200th birthday. But before you RSVP, maybe you ought to know a little more about the birthday girl. America was born on July 4th, 1776. The doctors thought she wouldn't live past her second birthday. Of course, they didn't have the medical technology we have today. Why, do you know today doctors can keep a man's kidneys alive even without his permission? And what about America's kidneys? The mighty Colorado, the majestic Mississippi, the blue Pacific. You know, the Pacific wasn't always blue. America was once a happy place, a place where there was no unhappiness. But then in 1802, something strange happened to change all that. I don't remember what it was, but I do know that when I read about it, it made me sick. And I had to stay in bed for a few days and drink plenty of liquids. Oh, I feel better now. Although I still throw up for no apparent reason, and at night my feet seem to swell. And when they do, I feel bad until I think of the man who has no shoes. So where has it all led? To hamburgers, French fries, and a malted? To go my country? Why can't we eat it here? There used to be a time when Mother's Day was a whole week in July. What happened, gals? There used to be a thing called the Liberty Bell. Oh, all right, maybe it's still there. But what about Texas and Brooklyn and Iwo Jima? Are they still there, too? Americans can put a man on the moon. Yet we still forget our trash day. And there once was a man called Ruth. Funny name for a man, Ruth. Today we have golden arches, but our feet still hurt. We play the Star-Spangled Banner at ball games, but still one team always loses. We check into hotels, but hotels won't take our checks. Well, they won't take mine. Angry? You bet I'm angry, mister. For you see, I used to be one hell of a woman. Thanks for listening.
Forget the day when Burger King took the Yumbo away, and I've been so unhappy since McDonald's took McRib away from me. Oh, I used to love my red M&Ms, and they said that they could kill me. Oh, red I love you. And speaking of carcinogenics, I really miss cyclamates that they put in Fresco back in 68. And I really miss 8-track cassette tapes and the Bay City Rollers. I thought they were great. It took all the fun out of being a kid. It took it all away. Hey. Oh, well, they took my Pop Rocks, it wasn't fair. And then they took Speed Racer off the air. And then they took Tangelos away from me. And then they went and canceled Linda Ellerbe. Oh, McDonald's bummed my head again when they killed a steak sandwich, cause he was my friend. And all they offered me was a lousy chicken McNugget instead. But I remember when Shrinky Ding, and I I think being a grown-up really stinks. And isn't it funny, the minute you love something, they take it away. And isn't it strange, with bones and dust and someday we're gonna blow away. Remember when there were red M&Ms all around us? There were red M&Ms all around us. Red M&Ms. Red M&Ms. Red M&Ms.
Well, good afternoon to you. Good morning, good evening, good day. And a certain somebody has a birthday coming this week, don't they? Yeah, you know who you are. I will spare you my usual left-wing rants on an occasion like this to just say, Happy birthday, America. And in honor of that, we're going to kind of take a little bit of a history lesson. We're going to go back, way back, and straighten out some misconceptions you may have, right a few wrongs, and tell a few lies. It's the American way. So we started out with the Firesign Theater. That was the American pageant off of How Can You Be in Two Places at Once When You're Not Anywhere at All. That was their second album back in 1967, I believe, 68. Following that, Senator Everett McKinley Dirksen, Yankee Doodle Dandy, and I could be wrong, but I think he's was in the seat that President Obama once occupied, that now belongs to a Tea Party guy. Oh well. Muhammad Ali after that, Ali's historical theme song. Albert Brooks, A Phone Call to Americans, and I have to ask myself, how many of you answered that phone call? Not many of you, I'm sure. You have only yourself to answer for. And then Bianca Bob Flystrip Miller, Red M&M's, kind of a different kind of history lesson. One that we can mourn and wish for. So, all right. So, without further ado, back to the lesson. I hope you brought your notebooks. There will not be a quiz, because you already know half of this stuff anyway. So, we're not going to beat the choir on this one. But you may hear some things you never heard before. Some things you didn't know about America's colorful past. That's why I'm here. I'm KBC. This is The Bit Slap.
Back in sixth grade, I was stupid as could be. The teacher asked, when did Christopher Columbus cross the sea? She called on me, I said, I don't have a clue. And to make matters worse, I asked, Christopher who? I got those. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. My teacher said Columbus was a hero tried and true. But now I'm hearing lots of questions that have me all confused. Like they say he discovered a world that was new. But if the Indians were here already, who discovered who? I got those. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. He had three ships, the Nina, the Pinna, the Santa Maria. He was looking for China, would have been happy with Korea. My sister says he brought new diseases on his boats. For the Columbus Day Parade, she's built a diphtheria float. They say Columbus mistreated the Indians over and over. And what a week it, a 3-day weekend in October. I don't know how to feel. feel? Am I a patriot or a slime? I went to Columbus, Ohio once and had a damn good time. I got those in 1492. Columbus sailed the ocean. He's been a hero. Is it time for a demotion? In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Washington Adams,
Washington Adams,
Jefferson O,
Jefferson O,
James Madison,
James Madison,
James Monroe,
James Monroe,
John Quincy Adams,
oh oh, doing homework with you,
Jackson Van Buren,
Jackson Van Buren,
Harrison O,
Harrison O,
Tyler Polk,
Tyler Polk,
Taylor Two,
Taylor Two,
followed by Bill.
Will never die. We have just begun to fight as a famous battle cry. But what I really wanna know ain't written anywhere. Hey, what did Washington say when he crossed the Delaware?
Ma vagi no vrin, et venga na va. Ma vagi no vrin, no tenga modan.
Oh, Martha, Martha,
wish you were here tonight.
Oh, Martha, Martha,
no pasta fazola tonight. The baker's pizza pies and now they're cold as ice. We'll sell them to the Indians at only half the price. Please roll a little faster, boys, I got no time to kill. Tonight I'm posing for my picture on the dollar bill.
Ma vagi no vrin, et venga na va. Ma vagi no vrin, no tenga modan.
Oh, Martha, Martha,
don't wait up for me tonight.
Oh, Martha, Martha,
no doubt I'm Della tonight. George stood up and told his men, keep rowing, please don't stop. These boats are only rented and we've got till 6 o'clock. It's against the rules, we can't go rowing after dark. We've got to get these rowboats back to good old Central Park.
Ma vagi no vrin, et venga na va. Ma vagi no vrin, no tenga modan.
Oh, Martha, Martha,
I'm not coming home tonight.
Oh, Martha, Martha,
there'll be no twisting tonight. On the day of glory, that's what Georgie told his crew. Some may doubt the story, but to those of you who do,
Just ask Giuseppe the barber while he trims and cuts your hair. He'll tell you just what Georgie said when he crossed the Delaware.
Babajinu Bree, Tang Tang and Ava, Babajinu Bree, Tang Tang and Moda. Oh, Martha, Martha,
no pasta basul tonight.
Oh, Martha, Martha, I'm not coming home. Good night.
Hey, Georgie, you want to buy a bridge?
Hey!
Think your children are as innocent as a new puppy next door? Well, they know something you don't know. They know that their American forefathers took drugs. And you probably don't even know where your father is.
Dirty Classroom Films presents Ben Franklin, Hero or Hophead.
I wanted the woods and the Indians to sleep with me. But I was afraid of the cold and made them sleep outside. So I never felt the touch of a warm, naked Indian or in a cold, naked forest.
Ben Franklin, the only president of the United States who was never president of the United States. Was he an early drug user? Let's see. He wrote of it in Poor Dick's Conspiracy in 1761, while still an apprentice bookmaker in colonial Philadelphia.
So I betook me to the Hash Fire Inn for a secret caucus of the hotheads, rebellious libertines all lusting for life and liberty. The real George Washington brought to him, and I the evening papers. We quickly proceeded to get saddle-saddled and young Tom Efferson goodly stretched by the hemp, which smoked us all like Boston scrot. What a fetid fervor of freedom.
I say, let's have a revolution.
Came up fiery Sam, the tax collector, to which Big Ben replied,
Fine, Sam. Then we can invite over a bunch of immigrants and make cars.
Yes, 1761. Hemp kindled the fires of American history. Nerdy clockwork films. An alternate look at an alternate history. For an alternate culture.
Down through the years, there have been men, brave, gallant men, who have died that others might be free. And even now, they do it still. Brave, gallant men, know that someone must, and so they will. Gallant men have built us a nation, passed us a torch of flame. Let us hold it high and light up the sky with praise of our gallant men. Tyrants must know, now, just as then, they cannot stand, not as long as there are gallant men.
Come on.
victory, the men of the 7th Cavalry went riding on. And from the rear a voice was heard, a brave young man with a trembling word rang loud and clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Hey, Mr. Custer, please don't make me go. I had a dream last night about to come in fight. Somebody yelled attack, and there I stood with the arrow in my back. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't wanna go. Bushes out there. They moving. There's the engine behind every one. Hey, Mr. Custer, you mind if I'll be excused the rest of the afternoon? Hey, Charlie, duck your head. Oh, you're a little bit late on that one, Charlie. Whew, I bet that smarts.
They were sure of victory, the men of the 7th Cavalry, as they rode on. Again from the rear a voice was heard, that same great voice with a trembling word rang loud and clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Listen, Mr. Custer, please don't make me go. Custer, I don't want to go. No. I wonder what the engine word for friend is. See, friend, Kemosabe, that's it. Kemosabe! Hey out there, Kemosabe! No, that isn't it. Look at him out there, running around like a bunch of wild engines. Oh, this ain't no time for joking.
In 1959, we took a little hike with our scoutmaster down the lake of Neganike. We took a little pizza and we took some sauerkrauts, and we marched along together till we heard the Girl Scouts.
Away the boys from Camp Cucamonga, our brother sent a scare father's study. Sparks by rubber sticks together, but if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
And I was mad cause me mother sent me up here.
Well, we crept up to the water and we see the girls a-swimming. There must have been 100 of them, pretty young women. They looked so fine, even birds forgot to sing. We lay down in the poison oak and didn't say a thing.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubber sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Hey, but one of you fellas scratched my back.
Well, our counselor said we could take them by surprise if we didn't say a word till we looked them in the eyes. We kept her real still and we had our eyes aglued. We saw how they were dressed, they were swimming in the well now.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by our love to stick together. But if we catch the girls, we'll set the woods ablaze.
Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them on the lake and they can hike all the way to Buffalo.
Hey, fellas, wait for me.
Well, we ran right after them till everyone was pooped. So we rested for a minute and our forces we regrouped. And then we saw the girls behind some evergreens, captured by a company of United States Marines.
Now we're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Wow, them big guys get everything.
Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so
Buffalo.
We are the boys from the Boy Scout troop. We don't smoke and we don't chew, and we don't go with the girls that do.
There's a feeling comes a-stealing, and it sets my brain a-reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's a patriotic something that no one can understand. Way down south in the land of cotton melody, oh, untiring, ain't that inspiring? Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the jubilee. And that's going some for the Yankees by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old rag. You're a grand old rag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats through on the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old rag. I'm no cranky, hanky, panky. I'm a dead square, honest Yankee, and I'm mighty proud of that old flag that flies for Uncle Sam. Oh, I don't believe in raving. Every time I see it waving, there's a chill runs up my back that makes me glad I'm what I am. Here's a land with a million soldiers left. If we could see them, we'll fight for freedom. Hurrah, hurrah, for every Yankee tar and old G.A.R., every stripe, every star. Red, white, and blue, hats off to you. Honest, you're a grand old rag. You're a grand old rag. You're a high-flying, playing flag. And forever in peace may you wave. The emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats through on the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgotten, keep your eye on the grand old rag.
I find it interesting that I can actually hear some of you singing along with this. And a couple of you are whistling, but that's okay. It's the thought that counts. And as we celebrate America's 235th birthday, I want to remind you that 235 is a magical number. 2 plus 3 equals 5. Coincidence? No. 5 is the chaos number, all right? And we have chaos everywhere you look. Chaos in the Senate, chaos in the House, chaos in the courts, chaos on the streets, chaos on the buses and the trains, and in late night TV. Coincidence? No. So anyway, we're going to put all that aside and just say, well, happy birthday, America. You don't look so bad for 235. We started with Tim Kavanaugh in 1492. Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Jill Corey after that, the President's Song. And how many of you can recite all the presidents in order? I used to be able to. I can't do it anymore. I also used to know all the states thanks to that stupid song, 50 Nifty United States. Remember that? I had to do that for my 8th grade graduation. Worked. I knew them all for a long time. Lou Monte after that, what did Washington say when he crossed the Delaware? He recited the names of the 13 states. It was easy then. Fireside Theater. Thomas Jefferson, Hero or Hothead? In one of those nerdy classroom films, Gallant Men, from Senator Everett McKinley Dirksen. Back again, twice in one show. What the hell? Larry Verne, Please Mr. Custer, The Battle of Cucamonga from Homer and Jethro, and Billy Murray, You're a Grand Old Rag, which were the original lyrics to that song, but even then the flag wavers would not have any of it, and they managed to change it. So there you go. So anyway, we have more. I'll tell you more about next week's show in just a second after we listen to these fine pieces of art.
I'll entertain all your kiddies on the White House lawn. All right, folks, if you send me to Washington as your leader, I'll personally see to it that every living American gets his portion after I get mine. All right, folks, we all are worrying about the coming election. But you know, folks, we got to make the proper selection. And I want to get all you people straight about all the candidates. Now, if you want a man with a good offer, then cast your ballot for Kefauver. And you can rest and be assured you'll get no graft from Taft. But if you want administration that'll groove you and keep you sent,
vote for John Crawford.
That's me, folks, on the swing ticket. Now, if you want to get the military bit straight, we all know that MacArthur would be great. And if you want a hipster that'll take no sassin', then vote for Stassen. But if you want to walk on the sunny side of the street with a candidate with a beat,
vote for John Crawford.
That's right, folks. You know, folks, I ain't running no chicken in the pot campaign. Everybody's gonna drink champagne. And in every city, I'm gonna install a ribbon committee. Pass out them cigars there, boy. And on my birthday, everybody in the USA is gonna get new shoes. We're going dancing. Nobody will get the blues. No longer will I be on a phonograph record. I'm gonna be on congressional record. If you want the man of the hour, then vote for Eisenhower. And ladies and gentlemen, don't sit there and sob, cause Truman don't want the job. But if you want a candidate that's real cool, don't vote for the elephant out of you. Vote for me.
Vote for John Crawford.
Vote. If you send me to White House, we all will serve.
John Crawford. I'll
put everybody on relief.
Vote for John Crawford.
If you want to hustle with Russell, go ahead.
Vote for John Crawford.
Stick with me, I'll put everybody in the ring.
Right
in, brother, folks.
I just got a letter from Harry. I sure did enjoy it a lot. This letter from Harry surprised me. I thought he was out on the yacht. He says that his daughter is singing. She's doing the best that she can. Everyone thinks she sings pretty, especially the newspaper man. Harry says he bought new neckties, the kind that you tie in a bow. When it comes to values in neckties, Harry's the boy that should know. Harry's first hobby is letters. Writer's cramp ain't one of his faults. His next hobby is his piano and playing his favorite waltz. Good old Harry. Bless his little old heart. I can hear him now playing that song of his. Carry me back to old Missouri. You know, Harry writes like he talks, with simple words. Words that even a Missouri mule skinner can understand. Everyone is impressed by Harry's letters. In fact, when he writes a note or plays it, people say, "Oh, my goodness." You know, some fellow said something about his daughter singing. Harry just took his pen in hand and wrote this fellow a nice, cheery little thank you note. And would you believe it? Harry wrote a letter to all the fellows in the United States Marines. Yeah. And they answered it, too. I just got a letter from Harry. Its message was cheerful and bright. He says that he's sending more letters, a different kind he has to write. Maybe he'll send you a letter, 'cause he's sending out quite a few. You'll know when you get Harry's letter, 'cause it starts with his greetings to you.
Gee, Scoop, where do you get your information? You know everything. Where do you get your scoop, Scoop?
Well, if you really want to know, I'll let you in on it. You see, I'm the guy who knows the guy who knows the presidential caddy. I know everything that's going on. I'm the guy who knows the guy who carries Eisenhower's golf club. Well, I can make the atom bomb. And I can tell if the country is going to pot by the way he chips with his niblick shot. I'm the guy who knows the guy who carries Eisenhower's golf club. Now, ask me if you want to know anything. Now, for instance, let me tell you this. When a person gets connected with the White House, it's important. Actually, it's fabulous, you'll agree. Why, the sister of the brother of the housekeeper's mother is a commentator on TV. Then there's the upstairs maid who wrote a book on spinach. Now, what's it called again?
Can I finish? Can I finish, please?
That's on the other side. That's on the other... Look, I'm the guy who knows the guy, but I didn't know you'd come in. Senator, what are you doing on this side of the record? Now, if you want to know the biggest trouble ever at the White House, now, this is my confidential report, and it didn't even have a thing to do with Russia. Mamie cut her bangs too short. Now, if you want to know why Ike plays golf, and here's what's said, he'd rather be on the green than in the red. Well, I'm the guy who knows the guy who carries Eisenhower's golf club. Everything is in the bag. What happened to Dewey?
Mr. Chairman, please. Point of furlough, please. Point of order, please. Can I finish, please?
I got to Senator McCarthy, Chairman Munt, McClellan, Potter, Senator Dirksen, Blue. Because my gal won't leave her TV set, I think that she's about to blow her fuse. I got those open session, close the session, and the session, no confession, Blue. I got those Secretary Stevens, don't remember, just can't place it, Blue. I got those Mitsumaya, Mamma Mia.
Mr. Secretary, please.
Sorry, Senator, I was in Korea, Blue. I got those, hey, reporter, no recorder, close the border.
Point of order.
Blue. And she got the dishes in the sink, and her floor ain't mopped, too. She got the washing in the wash tub.
She don't care what Dazzle do, 'cause when she sees that Welch give with those legal torts, she just yells, "Beat me, Daddy, till I'm a habeas corpse."
Can I finish, please?
Can you finish? Look, I've got those Senator McCarthy. I've got those blues till I can burst. Now, I don't know what it's all about, or where or when or who's on first.
Can I finish, please? I'd like to say something, please.
I got to stop the babble. Let's play Scrabble. Mommy, mommy, where's the commie blues?
Mr. Sherman, please.
I got those Senator McCarthy. Listen, gals, your husband's getting jealous blue. Now you better do a little housework, or there's a certain man you're gonna lose. So better turn off those hearings before your man gets touchy, and be content to spend a day with Groucho Marx and Liberace. Oh, here's the moral of the story, and this you ought to know. A good man of your own is better than a daytime TV show. Now if you got your man, McCarthy sure won't mind.
Can I finish?
I'm finishing. It's a finish of the program called What's My Shine.
This record is adjourned until 10:30 tomorrow.
Is that all, Senator?
Can I finish, please? Can I finish?
Oh,
can
not, finish, not again. Oh.
I'd like to finish, please. Please.
We're finished.
I made a fool of myself over John Foster Dulles. Oh, I made a chump of myself over John Foster Dulles. The first time I saw him, 'twas at the UN. Oh, I never had been one to swoon over men, but I swooned and the drum started pounding, and then I made a fool of myself over John Foster Dulles. I knew it was futile to dream, for we never could marry. Still my heart ripped apart at the scene for our state secretary. The next time I saw him, he was flying to Spain. He waved to someone as he boarded the plane. Was it me? Cried my heart, and then I went insane. And I made a fool of myself over John Foster Dulles. Get a hold of yourself. Replied his slave. Then in somebody's newspaper column, I think Robert Brewer, I read that John Foster was due at the airport in Newark. To Jersey by taxi I made a mad race. I pushed through the crowd till we stood face to face. I grabbed for his sleeve, ooh, but I got his briefcase. At least it was something belonging to John Foster Dulles. It's so nice of you all to come visit me here in prison. With good behavior, I should be out, oh, in about 7 years. But I'm not an American, and I'm not a spy. But how can I convince the FBI? Simply on fire with desire for John Foster Dulles.
aboard the PP-109 to fight the brazen enemy. And off the Isle of Olesana, in the strait beyond the roof, a Jap destroyer in the night cut the 109 in two. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. The heathen gods of old Japan, yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. Coast of Kalabangero, looking through his telescope, Australian Evans saw the battle, but the crew had little hope. Two were dead, some were wounded, all were clinging to the bow, fighting fire and a fighting water, trying to save their lives somehow. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. The heathen gods of old Japan, yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. Back behind the Irishman was burned so badly he couldn't swim. Leave me here, go on, he said, cause if you don't, we'll all be dead. The PT skipper couldn't leave him, a man to die alone at sea. And with a strap between his teeth, he towed the Irishman to the sea. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere to look for the enemy. The heathen gods of old Japan, yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. He led his men through waters dark, rocky reefs and hungry sharks. Brave the enemy's bayonets, a 38 hung round his neck. 4 more days and 4 more nights, a rescue boat pulled into sight. The PT-109 was gone, but Kennedy and his crew lived on. Now who could guess, or who could possibly know, that this same man named Kennedy would be the leader of the nation, be the one to take command. The PT-109 was gone, but Kennedy lived to fight again. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. But JFK and his crew lived on, which proves it's hard to get the best of a man named John.
Big John. Big John.
A dark day in Dallas was a dark day indeed. When death stalked the streets of Big D, then reaped the fruit of the devil's seed. The fruit of the devil's seed. There was no hint of disaster as Air Force One touched down and brought the president and his lady on a visit to Dallas town. On a visit to Dallas town. This dark day in Dallas, November 22, 1963, a devil's dream came true. A devil's dream came true. That Texas sun was won, his heart was black with hate, and filled with pride that he was to guide the treacherous hand of fate, the treacherous hand of fate. They were almost through the gauntlet, safety minutes away, when the snipers gunned him, the Texas sun darkened Dallas that day. Yes, darkened Dallas that day. The sniper fired and the awful sound was heard around the world. Though he was cut down in Dallas town, his banner is still unfurled. His
banner is still unfurled. The spirit of President Kennedy still walks across this land. Why don't you see John F. Kennedy lives in every free man, lives in every free man.
They were going to do. So the people got together and they made up their minds that they're gonna try somebody new. For the plan that's in there now, they have let this country down and they know that their time is running out. They'll be stopped short, never to win again, 'cause Barry's moving in. They've been in there all this time and they haven't done a thing that they promised they were going to do. So the people got together and they made up their mind that they're gonna try somebody new. For the plan that's in there now, they have let this country down and they know that their time is running out. They'll be stopped short, never to win again, 'cause Barry's moving in. Just a few months they have to go, quick months, they won't be coming back no more, never more, never more be stopped short, never to win again, 'cause Barry's moving in.
We know you call us yellow, and you'd like to see us crawling and bowing at your feet. You think you're so darn bad, but when Uncle Sam gets mad, there's gonna be an oil slick right where Iran used to be. 'Cause we could take our BB gun, blow your buns to the sun, just our Boy Scouts could wipe you out. Someday soon, Khomeini, you'll burn one flag too many. Uncle Sam has got his pride, you're about to feel his clout. Well, the Shah is our old friend, and we're proud to save his skin. And Khomeini, you can't blackmail the good old USA. Well, we hope the sand you eat fills your stomach like our wheat. You can shove your oil up your only holy place. Yeah, we could take our BB guns, blow your buns to the sun, just our Boy Scouts could wipe you out. Someday soon, Khomeini, you'll burn one flag too many. Uncle Sam has got his pride and you're about to feel his clout. By the way, Petro Breath, you know what embargo means? That's American for starve. And about that petroleum you've been robbing us with, well, as far as we're concerned, you can kiss our tanks. And we're gonna send all you schoolboys back too after we cancel our Visa cards. No more Big Macs, See how they like walking a mile for a camel burger. You know that food we've been sending? Well, if you can eat sand, that's what we call true grit. You and your two camel garage. While you're sitting over there on your big fat gas, here's one last word for your behindness. Now listen real close now, cause I'm gonna give you my best shot. Comini, yo meanie. Ready? Aim.
All right, if you just rise and put your hand over your wallet, you'll probably feel a lot better. All right, a little safer perhaps. All right, we're done for this week. Just going to let you know that next week is going to be more of the same, sort of. I'm going to be away. I'm going down to Virginia for the weekend, and I'm not going to have time to whip up a whole new show. So I'm kind of putting it in the hands of a special guest host. Next week, you will be entertained by Mr. Stan Freeberg and his band of Lovelies. An album he did many years ago called... here it is. I'm trying to mix it down now. Stan Freeberg presents The United States of America, Volume 1 and 2. Now, you may be familiar with Volume 1, but you probably don't know about Volume 2. Volume 2 was put out a number of years later, and we're going to be incorporating them both. I'm kind of editing it into one big thing. It's going to be a longer show than usual. It's going to be some like 90, 95 minutes, so that ought to keep you out of trouble for a little while. But I think you'll like it. It's actually really pretty funny, and I think Stan's more than qualified to fill my leaky shoes. So tune in next week for more of the same. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we heard from Louis Jordan, Jordan for president. I know he didn't get a lot of votes, but it certainly wasn't because he didn't try. And it certainly wasn't because of his economic stimulus package. Yogi Jorgensen after that, a letter from Harry. Hal Block, two from Hal Block. We heard I'm the Guy and the Senator McCarthy Blues. Carol Burnett, John Foster Dulles, Jimmy Dean, PT-109, Dark Day in Dallas from Tex Ritter. The Goldwaters, Barry's Moving In. A little premature on that, folks. And bringing it up to date, Roger Hallmark, a message to Khomeini. So that's going to do it for me. I hope you all have a really good 4th of July weekend and week. I'll tell you all about what I find when I come back. Meanwhile, I do have two kind of misfits for you, a couple of mystery tunes. One makes sense and really takes no explanation. The other defies all explanation you could possibly give it. So I invite you to stay cool, have a good week, stay out of trouble, and keep those flags flying. KBC, signing out.